I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Tommy Lou Gowerd.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dudes, dogs, and damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Mom, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
Say it, honey.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Loogie. We have reached the All-Star break. It has arrived. The summer, this is the midway point of the summer, if you go by the actual midway points of it, but this is also the midway point of the baseball season, even though technically speaking it isn't, for all intents and purposes, it is the midway point of the baseball season, the All-Star break, and we'll go over short-term, long-term things here in the open for both the Yankees and the Mets, where they're at. We'll get into the trade deadline stuff coming up a little later, the do's and don'ts for the Yankees, and the festivities of this week with the Home Run Derby that Ben Rice is taking part in, and then, of course, the All-Star game on Tuesday night. They still play the All-Star game, right? They don't do like cornhole or anything like that, pickleball. They still actually play the game. I know most sports, they don't play their All-Star games anymore. I was wondering if baseball, maybe they'll just do a swing off for 14 straight hours. I wasn't sure. To be fair, I mean, the baseball All-Star game has always been the best of the All-Star games. Obviously, the Pro Bowl was a complete and utter abomination. That's why they got rid of it, and now I think they draw straws to see who wins. I'm not sure exactly what they do, tug of rope or war or whatever it's called. They don't really play the game anymore, and they shouldn't. I mean, when you have a contact physical sport like football, you can't try to play a game where there isn't really that type of contact and violence. It just doesn't work. The basketball All-Star game, they've tried a million different ways and formats and rules to make it exciting. And this past one was pretty good. I think they're on to something. And then the hockey one is solid. But baseball, it is by far the one that most translates into and feels like a actual baseball game. But that, of course, takes place Tuesday night. And we'll be on the air all week, sort of going through all these games, football. We got a lot of fun stuff planned here on After Hours for this 5-day work week tonight, and then, of course, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. Now, as far as the Yankees, it was a lot of good and bad over the weekend, and I'll explain. The good is the Yankees swept the Nationals. That's a good thing. It's a really good thing. The bad thing is Tampa only lost one game. So the Yankees weren't able to make up a lot of ground going into the break. The Yankees are still four back in the loss column. Three out, four back in the loss column. The Yankees were able to show life late in these games. That's a good thing. The bad thing is the Nationals bullpen is horrible, so it's expected. You should be doing that. That's like bare minimum. The good thing, the ball went over the fence a lot. The bad news, the Yankees up until basically the eighth inning in these games were lifeless. They weren't able to score a lot of runs off of Nationals pitching in terms of the starting pitching. But when it got to late in games, the Yankees were able to take advantage. So a mixed bag, if that's possible when you sweep a team, but I believe it is based on the fact that they weren't able to do much early in the games, and Tampa didn't lose a lot this weekend to allow the Yankees to make up some ground. So you end the first half, if you're the Yankees, certainly on a high note, because if it wasn't for the Nationals bullpen, you could argue the Yankees could have had a rough weekend, and then they'd be sitting there six out, potentially seven out back in the loss column, and it would be mass hysteria. Now, all along, and I'll continue to say this, I think the Yankees are ultimately going to the World Series. Now, I'm going off the assumption that Judge will be back, and we're going to get some news on him this week because he's going for more reimaging. or he's going for more imaging. So it is re-imaging. I don't know if you go for more re-imaging or it's just imaging, and then that's what it's called. I don't really know the technical term from that. I'm not a doctor. But he's going to get more tests or MRIs or whatever imaging is. I feel like imaging is really sort of a blanket statement. It's kind of a vague statement. Could be doing a million. I'm going for imaging. Really? What does that mean? I don't know. CAT scan, dog scan. It could be a million different things. But Aaron Judge is going for that this week. Based on the comments from Brian Cashman last week, the Yankees don't expect him to come out of this imaging with a full, clean bill of health. So I still think we are a while away from an Aaron Judge return. But I ultimately think Aaron Judge will return to the Yankee lineup. I ultimately believe Stanton will return to the Yankee lineup. Freed will return to this team. Reinforcements through the trade deadline are on their way. So the Yankee group that you see now, the Yankee team that you see now, this Yankee team that has scuffled really since mid to late June. And like I said, even with the sweep this weekend, I thought it was a mixed bag. I thought there was a lot of good, but there was also a lot of bad. Now, ultimately, the record is 3-0. You take it. You don't throw it back as far as record-wise. But I think you could sometimes take negatives in a win, and you could take positives in a loss. And the positives were the Yankees were able to battle back late in the games, but the Nationals' bullpen is horrific. Like, feels like historically bad. And the Yankees have always been a team that could take advantage of bad bullpens, and that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, good teams are supposed to be able to, which the Yankees are supposed to take advantage of bad bullpens. So you credit the Yankees for that. But there were still some things that you saw really through the first six or seven innings in every game that kind of go in line with the way they've been playing over the last month. But ultimately, as we sit here at the midway point, I know we're game-wise over the midway point, but the All-Star break feels like the midway point of the season for all intents and purposes. All things considered, I think the Yankees are in good shape. I think they're in good shape. And I think they're going to be even better shape once August rolls around after the deadline, and then once they get these players back, which my initial thought on Aaron Judge was he would be back mid-August. Now it might be late August, early September, but I do think he steps foot on a field wearing the pinstripes, playing for the Yankees before the season is over. He'll have enough time to ramp up, meaning once he comes back, for October. And that's all you can ask for. Now you got to step up. Players got to step up. Ben Rice has to continue to step up, and he's been remarkable. He's been absolutely unbelievable. Jazz gave you a moment on Friday. Austin Wells had a couple of, now he still stinks, but Austin Wells gave you a bunch of moments since Thursday, a couple of home runs.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before, and that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Yankee bats were able to take advantage, and that win on Thursday, which stopped the bleeding against Tampa. And that's why baseball's a funny game. That's why baseball's so unpredictable. That's why baseball is this long, winding road with multiple peaks and valleys throughout a year. Just when you think you're about to head down a dark path, you come up with a victory, and then you sweep a team. And all of a sudden, a four-game stretch that could have went bad for you ends up being a 4-0 stretch in your favor. And things feel a lot different. The Yankees can go into this All-Star break, some of them going to Philly for the game. The Yankee fans across the board, I'm sure some of you are going down to Philly, and I'd love to hear from you if you are, by the way. 888-808-1019, because, well, the good news is you're going to the All-Star game. The bad news is you got to go to Philly. which is never a great experience because you have to be around people that, you know, live in Philadelphia. But the Yankee fan can take a sigh of relief here, even though they're four game out in the loss column. Because you were able to dodge a major bullet this weekend. And the Yankees were able to take advantage of a poor Nationals bullpen. Which you have to do. I mean, this is how you win games. This is where, at the end of the year, teams that have 90 or more wins, they do things like this to the Nationals. They do things like this to bad bullpens. Got to take advantage of it. Ideally, you don't want to be in that position because you want to score runs early. But the Yankees weren't able to do that this weekend. But when the chips were down and everything was in the middle, the Yankees were able to overcome leads in all three of these games. And they walk out of Washington with a three-game sweep. And they go into the All-Star break feeling good. That's the other part of it. You go in with positive momentum. Because staring at you outside of the break and after the break is the Dodgers. Which is not going to be easy. So the last thing you wanted if you were the Yankees was to be licking your wounds 6-7 games back from Tampa going into this break with the Dodgers waiting for you at the end of it. So it was a must-get-right series off of the 2-2 split against Tampa. The Yankees were able to take care of business. They end this, essentially, the first half of the season on a high note. And all things considered, when you factor in the injuries, when you factor in everything that has taken place with this team over the first couple months, I would give it a B-. B-. That's my grade. But I stand firm on my prediction that the Yankees are going to the World Series. Now, Brian Cashman has to be smart at the deadline. And obviously, getting Aaron Judge back is a huge part of this. Getting Stanton back is a huge part of this. I am not overly concerned with either in terms of their return. I'm curious and sort of waiting on bated breath for the news we'll get this week from Judge, but I don't think it'll be... It doesn't sound like it's going to be great news, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be bad news either. It just feels like it's going to be news. Hey, he's not fully healthy, kind of is where it is. We expect him to be back this year. I think that's the way it's going to go, which can leave a lot of people with that unsettled feeling. And I understand that. There's nothing worse when you're a sports fan than having one of your star players out with an injury and you don't have a firm timetable on their return. It is a helpless feeling. It is that feeling in the pit of your stomach that just stinks as a sports fan to have to go through that. Especially because Aaron Judge, and I understand why they do it, but the Yankees build their team around him. And when he's not in the lineup, and when he's not on the field, their record is poor. It's not a good record. But when he's out there, obviously, they're excellent. So I'm going with my World Series prediction that Judge gets back on the field. The Yankees are able to, through some trades, through Bellinger getting hot, through Ben Rice continuing to stay hot, hopefully get Stanton back sooner rather than later. And that puts the Yankees in a position to make a charge late in the year, late in the season, going into October. Because this is an October team. Yes, winning the division is important. I've stated that a few times why I think, hey, you don't want Tampa to have home field. But it doesn't mean that Tampa's even going to get to the Yankees. They could get knocked off before that. You don't know how the bracket is going to play itself out. But if it does end up being Yankees-Rays and the Rays have home field, that could be a little tricky for the Yankees. I think they'll ultimately overcome it, but it can be tricky because the Trop is a dump, but it's Tampa's dump. It's like playing a miniature golf. You have to hit the ball through the clown's mouth. There's I think a Ferris wheel out in right field. If you hit through the Ferris wheel, you win a prize, something like that. It's like being at a carnival, which is fitting for summer, but not fitting necessarily for Major League Baseball. But Tampa uses that place to their advantage, and it could be a house of horrors for the Yankees.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.